Fine, we're going to spend that time about yoni, going to sleep, Krishna. I'll meet the issues about going to sleep. So first half that you go to sleep is always the first half is Yagirishana on, Yagirishana off, right? Either on, either off, window open, window closed, right? It always fights. Who wins? You guys look like you never heard this. What?
Iran
has a lot of what? No. This is like Krishna Amrita. We're talking about don't go to sleep. Don't fall asleep during the share. What?
So
okay. So who says that? What? Roommates, husband, wife, anywhere. What do you say? Husband, wife, wife. So that's the rule. Husband, wife, wife. Right? That's the rule. But. Anyhow, so what? Balkans fall on the ground. Okay. So it's like this. So there are those who say, like you were saying, that the Shmuel is saying, one of the Gedolim, I don't know, that it goes like this. In the summer, even if one person wants the air conditioner on, everyone else is freezing, like in the mirror, right? In the summer, it's freezing with the air conditioner on, right? Yeah. It's blasting away. So then in the summer, the person with the air conditioner on wins, Mashiach. In the winter, the one who wants to hear on it. That's what some people say, we're saying, the place can assume not like that. Okay, basically, the cloud is whatever, basically, you go past the roif. Whatever the roif people want, that's his kaveh. There's the roif people want, if you're in a situation of a bakum, right? You have 7 bakum. 4 when the window open. If you want to close, not telling the sun in the winter, it's telling whatever's normal or whatever it goes past the roif, that's his kaveh, and it's not going to be telling in, what do you say? Well, that there people, then I'll just be telling you whatever is normal. What normal people would do in this situation? You know, husband and wife, what normal people would do in this situation? Fine. So now, okay, so we're home by going to sleep. So Shaz with the Megavasa, which right? Shaz, you have to put the watch Megavasa by the bed, right? So the question before you go to sleep, you have to bring the water to your bed. So the question is, if your roommate's going to wake up, should you watch Megavasa by your bed or not? It's going to wake him up. Shaz, Shaz, get Lashino. When you wash your hands, they wake the person up. Is it the correct thing to do or not? So if you do the Manchester Rub, he was like, oh, Manchester Rub, right?
Toshiba,
sorry. I have to take a crowd, right? I would have found that before. Okay, Manchester Toshiba, he was like, that he didn't wash, right? He had like a tzaddiki to do it, right? I'm saying. He was like, oh, so it's there, okay. But we're the cops. He was like, what?
I'm not sure who it was, and he called him that. You're a few grand,
if what? So anyhow, the Manchester Shiva was late because of this. He was always late not to do it in his room. He did it outside the room in order not to wake up his wife, because that's what they say. Now they ask they send the shot to Frank and Yasky, and they ask them, you know, Gezel Shena, is it a problem with Gezel Shena if somebody washes his hands by his bed and wake up his roommate? So the first thing he said is that Gezel Shena is a made up terminology. You wake somebody up, okay, Gezel? What's wrong with waking somebody up? What's wrong?
Stealing
his sleep. He took his you took his sleep, he stole it?
That's
saying, what?
That's
what? He damaged his sleep. So he said, mostly, is that, the first thing he said is, I have the lush in the front of you, it's no such thing as Gezel Shena is a made up terminology by the Bava Yasser. No such thing as Gezel Shena.
Who said this?
He says it's different. The half of the rest of Kamaisha, right? You have to love your friend like yourself. That's the reason not to wake up your friend. That's not how Gezel Shena is. It's half the rest of Kamaisha. No, Gedev Das, it is worth it. Gedev Das is the one. What? Dari Shem says no. He said Gedev Das, you shouldn't say it's Gedev. You shouldn't say it's Gedev. But Gezel Shena, you're not going to find him. Kankowski knows everything, right? There's nothing in Robokar, in Nigla, or Nister. No Makar and Migla and Nister that Gnevis Stas is fully Gnevis. Gnevis Stas is more from that side of that. But he's saying there's no Makar that Gnevis Stas that, sorry, Gezel Shena is a real example. He says the Isra is Bapta Rechel Kamaik. That's the first thing he said. Other people say it's not Isra of Rechel Kamaik. There are a lot of Mashal and Pesach brings down that it's Isra of Enos Tavara. Just like it's just the man of Samir with words. So you wake him up. What's the problem with Enos Tavara? What's the point?
That's the problem when you let Mashal about you get after time the first time.
Oh, no, everything. The child's a big of us. That's the question of everything, right?
It's a mitzvah. No, so I thought maybe it's...
Yeah, maybe it's a mitzvah. No, but it makes it sound a little more blatant. In other words, if you're Stein Winrow, can you turn on the music loud to make the person off as much different as it, right? So, other places can play things down at the Easter of waking somebody up is Alts in Ostavar, right? What the problem in Ostavar is that when you embarrass somebody or you make fun of somebody, you can start, right? So, if you're waking somebody up, that's a form of tsar, and that'll be the Easter of in Ostavar. Fine. So, there's no real Easter of Gezel Shema, it's Easter of in Ostavar, or it's going to be Easter of Atrech Kamut. Now, basically, so the cloud problem with these things is when's the Gezel Shena, when's not Gezel Shena, or is it in a deal, right? What time? What's the normal time people go to sleep?
It's
they're going to stop, right?
So that is 11:30 at night, normal time to go to sleep.
What do you say?
11:30 at night,
normal time to go to sleep. Math? You tell me. That's all I know. The basic rule is, when I'm
having a sleep,
the basic rule is all these things and who's right. One person stay up, one person to sleep. First, you have to figure out what's normal. What's normal, accepted thing? What? Nothing. There's nothing called normal.
No.
No one's normal. Saying.
What?
I
was thinking because it might
be 11 or 8
night.
Wait, one second. Most English, let's say, Bachman viewers, what time they go to sleep? There's a range. I mean,
12.
You have to sign. He said 12:30. What do you say? We can sign right now. We have 8, right? What?
Give me the paper, show me where to sign. It's 12:30.
No, you're not signing. What's normal? 12:30?
Yeah.
First, you have to figure out what is normal. Normal goes to 12 o'clock, that's what makes up 12 o'clock, right? So, if you want to make noise, it's 12 o'clock. If you want to, I don't know, whatever you're doing, right? You want to play music, you want to, whatever, you want to exercise for the beat, right? So, if you want to do it after 12 o'clock, so then that would be a problem of after Kamecha and Astron, all these things. If you're doing something which is not normal, if you're doing something which is normal, your roommate decided tonight he's going to sleep at 9 o'clock and he's going to have a physique. You want to stay up. Are you quick to keep quiet?
Yeah.
What? Well, keep silent. It's going to be 9 o'clock. What? What about me? What about Misadim? What about Misadim? He's going to sleep now. You can't do anything.
You have to worry about it.
What? No. Same. Meika did this healthy. Whoever, if he's doing something abnormal, so then bigger than it.
They
won't be
able to.
What?
They can't then the rules to put out music on the hour.
Does that mean if a guy's on the clock, he has to bust his tires?
Bust his tires?
He's doing something on normal.
No, that's Hezek. Hezek is a different issue. That's my spot at all. No such thing as Gezel Shin, you're not stealing the sleep, you're not being passed the sleep. There's no way to be able to create a Gedin. It's a Matzah Kamecha, and that's why you're going to have to figure out what is normal. If what you're doing is normal, it's not a problem. Anybody been married?
Yeah.
Okay. You have neighbors downstairs? You have any kids yet?
No.
Okay. When you have kids, you're going to get a lot of times, right? Sometimes that means older people who live on you, if your kids, like, you know, if you walk, and the noise has to crack, and come up, you know, banging on your door.
I do that to the neighbor upstairs.
Okay, guys like it. Now, because of that, so the kids can't do anything, right? They can't play any toys, they can't. What do you call it? But first, in all these times, the golden rule is, are you normal or not? If you're normal, then you're right. If you're not normal, then you're wrong. Now, even if you're, you know, there's rights and there's wrongs, right? Even what you're doing is normal, but if you're my love, I'm like, what is it? So, do it. First, you have to figure out always if you're normal or if you're not normal. So, let's go back to watching the Golden. Unless you want to watch night class, sir, you get up. What type of sheep down chakras? What? That's a thing? So somebody knows. Last time I gave this year, there's not one person in the room who knew what time you should have sex. So you guys are pretty impressive.
20 past.
What?
20 past.
17.
Okay. So let's say you want to watch Night Vassar, and let's say you want to get you. That's good to be the case. I get up for chakras at 7 o'clock and wake somebody up with the hero. And they want to sleep until 9 o'clock. Am I allowed to get up? Well, so of course you're not allowed to get up. You're doing the normal, right thing.
If you're in that degree,
it's a right, correct thing to dive in yeshiva chakras. What?
But they're not so ideological, so they're not going to be.
If what?
They're not so ideological, so they're going to concur with them because they're going to think that, like, that's normal, but that's not normal when over here.
It's. Look, okay, some things are objective. Is that right, in English? I'm not sure. Objective. Let's start with Pankrishna. Pankrishna now is 808, right? First Mount Krishna is 808, right?
Yeah.
Second Mount Krishna is when?
No,
857, 847. Right. Let's say you're a dealer, everyone oversleeps Mount Krishna, Chalila, even the second Mount Krishna. You want to get up at the first Mount Krishna, and they get all upset at you because you're waking them up. Are you able to get the Shaina? Are you able to get the Chamaicha?
No.
Zekana, why? I'm doing the right thing.
Why are you waking them up?
Because they sleep like you! The very nice stars. What? No. What is that?
I don't bring the Abbas in the room. Don't
inquire. No, a bad husband. When the Ezra Khan came to ask me the Shaila, he said, Gezoshin is Gezoshina, it's made up of Abba Musa, it's not there for Maika, and you do it, you should watch very quietly, and it'll be the same. Fine. About you, we're trying your hardest, 100% not looking, but we're going after your gifted ones, right? You tried your hardest, and you did everything you could do, what? Okay, that is not correct. Right. You have one more hand opener. If you have a long clock, which is, runs for a second, you turn it off right away, boom, long clock's off in a second. So in that type of case, so that's what Kogman, and still, after all that, if you did everything you could do, still they're waking up. Now the shot is, it's enough. If you miss the night, Krishna, you all agree, right? Nothing to talk about. You're doing right here. Now wake up. Now the question is, what is going to be the cause of it? Now, for some, it could be the first time Krishna do it, right? That's been going wrong. And in certain places, it could be also waking up for Yeshiva Shakras. But basically, you have to figure out, who's right. And after you figure out who's right, then that's going to be the basic of the Karkar. Fine, so let's go to the program.
How about tsunami when I'm going to get to bed? Not 9 o'clock, but like, I was saying that I want to get to bed, I understand this.
Never. It's somebody, okay, it could be really just Anakanam, saying.
No, it's different.
Anakanam, if once in a while someone wants to get it early, you have to give them the Cheshbonasa. You don't. That's true also. If you have your maid once in a while, you want to go sleep early, you have to Cheshbon that also. You don't have to do 11:30 every night. You know what I mean? There's a range. There's a range what's normal. It's a range for the time people go to sleep. Whenever you're in that range, then whatever. But, and like you said, this is all after you try your hardest. Fine. Let's speak a little about Krishna Amrita and Anapo. Somebody wants to ask Bakas, so a guy is in his bed and he's like, and he's like, I have a whole conversation. Like, he pulls out a sitter, he's like, Skits a little story. He's got that mic. So, you want to know, you have to say a mapple is a mutter for him now to go to that mic. Why? You have to say a mapple, the lock is now at talk. So, you want to know, it's a mutter for him to say to that mic after he said a mapple. What?
Wait,
half hour. Where's that up?
Half hour.
Speak after. Speak after. What
do
you say?
It's
better
to talk after
Mapple
than not say
Mapple. It's better to talk after Mapple than what?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. So,
Charles.
Okay, so the animal is not
saying. Why you don't say Mapple is don't talk. Say
Mapple before. Right. So, Charles, this says we get a lot of things. So, this is like a more blatant case, guys. I might have a lot of times, let's say, you have to say a mouthful, or else if that's crying, right? You have to go talk to him to calm down. So basically, the Shaila, there was a air raid. There was an air raid. Sirens today? No,
I don't know.
No, okay. No one ran. Okay. Anyhow, so Shaya was the air raid. So there was an air raid. So you want to know, if you set a map, there's a mutter for now to say to him. So Shaya, what's the study of Brick Zamapa? Brick Zamapa is like a brick, bracha on chakon, right? You can make a bracha on a drink. And if you don't drink the drink right away, it's a bracha batala. Or no, Brichas HaMapel is just a bracha. The Mishnah, well, Brichas HaMapel is not a bracha like a Brichas HaNenin. Brichas HaMapel is just like a Brichas HaShvach. You're just making a bracha on the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Muslim an option of going to sleep. But that person wouldn't end up going to sleep, wouldn't be bracha b'tam. So Mishnah Berurah brings like this. The Chayyim says that even if the person is not going to sleep, it's not called bracha batala, because the person making bracha on the halakha shalom to go to sleep, and it's not bracha batala if a person makes an apple and he doesn't fall asleep. So what? According to Chayyim, he makes that as well. The Mishnah Berurah himself, and the Berurah says it's not so poshut. He says that lamaisa is not so poshut. A lot of people hold that it's a bracha dafka on sleeping, and if you're not going to fall asleep, he says that if you're mesupik, maybe not going to fall asleep, ain't kedai lachil levarich. Mishmur says it's not kedai lachil levarich. If you're afraid, you're not going to fall asleep. Now, because of this, the briskers, the briskerabalis, he never said a mapel because he's always afraid. Now it's shemachas at least because he's always afraid that maybe he'll fall asleep. Okay, and if he would say a mapel, I would fall asleep, right? Could be so nervous that he'd fall asleep, right? That'd be rough at all. So the briskers and also the summoning bells, because of this, they didn't say a mapel because they're afraid they wouldn't fall asleep. They bring down the chazanish. If he had to go to the bathroom, he had to say a mapel, he wouldn't say asher yotzer. That shouldn't be a hafsik between the bracha and the sleep. The ma'isa, Roy Paiskin, Achalek and Zan, Mr. Shabrua, this is a tutor from the Ben Moshe, Eliezer, this is a Chavadas, is going to Tafana base. They're all Chalek and Zan on this Mr. Shabrua, and they all say that the bracha is a bracha on trying to go to sleep, and if you don't go to sleep, it's not a bracha at all. So it comes out like this. It comes out, Aval Lechachila, a person should. If you make some apple, you know, it's only made to put some apple when he's planning going to sleep and the chile shouldn't be massive. But if something comes up, like almost in the case of the guy where they go, you know, he's got that mire, or that's her saliva, or the air raid when they tell him, or something comes up important, then about a lot of my sis, we pass him that smutter to be massive, it means smutter to be massive, go to the bathroom, and he says, so if your wife asks you something, and you know, if they answer, or if she needs something, all those cases about the Mipaskin there, about the market serve, about the smutter to be master.
Krishna
has
to be said right before you go to sleep.
So Krishna also, but Krishna you're allowed to be master. Shruva says Krishna also should be right before you go to sleep. If you talk after you say Krishna, so Mishru says they should just say Krishna again. A maple you talk afterwards about it, you only say a maple once a day, once a night, whatever. I'm saying Krishna, if you talk, if you say Krishna, so the law is, you should say Krishna again.
Just the first
Shema and the Ma'at? Yeah, just Shema and the Ma'at. Now, Mishmur, it's down, that the Lechachila, it's toiv to say all three parashas of Shema, with El Kelmach Ne'emah, can I get the 24 day bar? And Lechachila, every time when you say Krishna Amita, there's a Lechachila to do it. Oh, this is the game you guys are doing, right? I mean, it should be the gear, but it gets dark very late in the summer, right? Like, what?
No.
I heard like 12 when o'clock, it could be the summer sick?
No.
What?
11.
Oh, so 11. 11 is not so. So you guys go up to 8 o'clock. The question is, let's say somebody's going to be at 10 o'clock for the night, and it's not dark yet. The question is, during the day when you go to sleep, you say Krishma, Amita, and Amapa? You don't do it. So the question is, let's say you're going to sleep for the night, at 10 o'clock at night, before Nach. The shayla is, do you say Krishma na mapo or never not? Now, if you do that, sometimes you have a problem of Shema. You have to say Shema, that's what I'm saying, so sometimes you have a problem. But we might say, if it would happen, Scandinavia is only two hours of night time in there. They tell me what they do on Shabbos, so they need Abdullah after the clock. They marched to the island to make Abdullah after the clock. That way, they used to Abdullah on the trip or something. They made Abdullah after the clock and they went to sleep. So I don't know what they did about Krishna. I'm telling you that. Krishna is a parent. So it's not recommended to go to Scandinavia on vacation. Anyhow. But, so the Tzachachah brings out Shubay, he says that if you're going to sleep before Nacht, he says that you don't say Krishna Amita, because Krishna Amita is Dafka, when you're going to sleep at night, it's before the night, then you want to say Krishna Amita. Now, sometimes people have no sleep, they take a nap at the beginning of the night, and then, you know, they get up, and they're planning on, going back to sleep. So there's an ad there. One of the times the child is to use the Krishna Amidala and the Mapa then. So basically, the scummets of the place commit is that if you're going to sleep for Shina's Kvah, taking a solid nap, half hour, hour, everybody's lying down in bed with your pajamas, taking a real serious sleep, then you're safe the first time, and not the second time. And Shane came, the first one is just like a nap. It's not a real night, it's not a real sleep. You're sitting head down on a shtender or something, a shtender nap, something like that. And in B'chai Gamna, the luck is that you wouldn't say Mapa then. Now, Mr. Rubin is down the thing of saying the Bani Shalom, or saying the thing of being mindful, everyone can make it up on the moon. Everyone did have theirs, it didn't to be mindful then. Mr. Rubin is interesting, it's a school of Rabbi Chassamon. For somebody who's mindful of going before you say this, a school of Rabbi Chassamon. The person on the Shia, should you say it if you don't really mean it?
What?
Right. So the Chorah Mitala, I guess, is many Erev and Kippur, like a lot of times you go with somebody Mechel, right? Yeah. It's not really Mechel. So there is a style in the Poiskin. What is, what?
Yeah, there's no specific reason why
to do it.
There's only a minute that we do that.
Yes,
it's
Mechel and Kippur. It's supposed to be Mechel, right?
So that's my humor. You don't really get Mechel from the person. It's what they said. They said that you need Mechel or not.
My
person.
If you just, we're talking about if you did something wrong to him, right? If you did something wrong to him, so you need to kill him. So the question is, there's a big shadow missing. Somebody's moichel somebody, and he's not really moichel. Do you say, Dvam Shabbalev, you said you're moichel. Therefore, the fact that you're not moichel in the heart, therefore, who cares who said it? The oldest, some other person said, no. What's mechila? Mechila is, it's not a ritual, you're just saying words, I forgive you. Mechila is that you don't have any time on it. So if you say you don't have tanya's on him, you really have tanya's on him, so then it'll come out that that's not called mechila. Mechila is something which inherent is belayed. I think the problem of most of us is that mechila, if you say you're mechila, the person now be considered mechila, and it'll be the same. So I said, in this case, it'll come out that it'll be better for the person to say the brain is mechila, the person, if it might be better for him to say it.
Yeah.
What? You should try to mean it, but I'm saying if you can, the mice is still could I get that sleep. Now before you go see it, make sure shank under your bed there's no food, right? Because the mice says
on you,
what?
That has spawn on you, but
yeah, that last one, yeah. Yeah. The mice says that food on the bed is where Hweshar and I love, so make sure there's no food under your bed. Bidi Yavid, the mice, if somebody slept and there's food under his bed, the mice say Kiveg, another person said that Bidi Yavid is gonna be much. It's only the hill you don't sit before. But about the Diab, if it happens, we mother. Yuma brings down that if somebody sleeps with his shoes, he's playing Echad Mishishim of Misa. So before you go to sleep, suggested to take off your shoes. 7 o'clock, I guess. Probably start today.